children so often don't understand other children with disabilities. It can leave them frightened and even lead to bullying. Anya Dameron, author of the book Super Kids, has some suggestions on how to communicate to young ones about those with disabilities. And she joins us on the line. Hi, Anya.
Hi.
Hi. What can parents, and for that matter, anyone dealing with children, do to help with this problem?
Well, I think that teaching your children about disabilities can be a huge challenge. It needs to be done in a way that the children can comprehend and doesn't feel awkward. It really needs to be done in a fun but educational way. That's why we created this book. We were trying to make it easier to talk about disabilities because we as parents, teachers, uncles, grandmas, it's very hard to talk about this with kids. It's like an awkward moment, and trying to make it normal, I think it's the best. Trying to teach them that we're not the same. Everyone is unique, that we all have differences, that we all have weaknesses, and pointing them to what's positive about everyone else, I think it's the best way.
Could you give us a tip on one way to help accomplish this?
I think that we could start by showing the kids all the things that disability children or people do that we don't. All the things they can do, the positive things that they develop, that they learn to be able to be around us. Like, for example, a girl that can speak with her hands or a boy that can read with his hands. Stuff like that can make them curious and can change the way they see disability people.
And what age should you start talking to your children about other children with disabilities?
I think that you can start, like, since they're very little, like, we just made a picture book about it. From 3 years old, you can start reading it to them. And the sooner the better, because then it's normal for them to talk about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.